Yeah, thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
Miss Moore, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was calling to find out when we could possibly meet with you to discuss our credit since I'm finally done with them, I hope.
Okay, so you ready for a consultation?
Yes.
Okay, when's the last time we had one?
It's been a while. I know. I don't think I've met with you in a while. Did I? I think the last time I came over to the office was to bring some credit reports, but actually just sitting down talking to you, I think that's been a while.
Okay.
I think I talked with a man and somebody that was helping you out at one time, somebody at the library with glasses on. I can't remember his name, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Jim. That was Jim, yeah. Okay, so what's your schedule like? You don't need to come in. We'll do it all by phone and internet.
Well, I was hoping that Oster could come, Mr. Moore could come with us this time to see if there's something that we can possibly go forward. That's what I wanted to do, to see if he'll come, at least, to see where we at.
What are you hoping to achieve with him? What is it? What's your objective?
We're still married, and I don't know if my income is where it should be at right now. I don't know.
I can look at your credit, and I can do a full consultation and prepare it in an email and do it over the phone with you and tell you exactly where you stand and do a budget and do everything. That's what I've been doing for the last 6 months. If I work with anyone directly or any of our other advisors, we shifted from being, because it was very labor intensive, to we're now paperless, and we do everything digital now, and so that way everything's more streamlined. So you just tell me a window of time, like a 2-hour window of time that you can be available in the next couple of days, and I'll make it happen by phone.
Okay. Well, I leave work every day at 4:30, so it'll have to be after 4:30. Possibly on a Saturday, to be honest, would be better for me.
Okay.
And not this Saturday, because I already have 2 meetings scheduled at church already, so I know it can't be this Saturday, probably.
You want to do it like either next Monday or Tuesday evening?
Sure. I mean, I can do that. That's fine.
Because what we're talking about doing is it's probably 30 minutes, give or take 10 or 15 minutes by phone. You don't have to drive, so versus having to drive all the way over here. So, you know, maybe after dinner on Monday or Tuesday evening. You know what I'm saying? Does that sound okay?
Okay, Tuesday, yeah. That'll be fine. That'll work better for me anyways. That'll work.
Okay. So what I want you to do then is to shoot me a quick text when you get off work, around 5:30, 6 o'clock, indicating that you're available, you know, that the rest of the evening, and then I'll contact you back right after dinner, and we'll knock it out.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, that's fine. That'll work for me. All
okay.
Right, I'll do that then. Okay,
and,
thank you very much.
Am I doing just you, or am I doing you and him?
Well, we're still married, so I'm just ready to kind of go for it because it's just...
If I remember right, you told me last time we spoke that you weren't sure that you were moving forward with him. But
I know, and I'm still not, but, I mean, we're still married, so, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I can't just tell... I told him I was still in the program and that I was still trying to hopefully get a home one day, so he hadn't said yay or nay about it, so...
Okay. All right.
I can tell him over the weekend to see what he says between now and Tuesday. If not, I just want to see where I stand, to be honest.
Well, I'm going to focus more on you. How about that?
Okay.
Okay? And then,
depending
on that, we'll come back around if we need to bring him in or not.
Okay. That'll work. So
well, I may call you Monday evening with some questions. So, all right.
What kind of questions?
I said I may call you Monday evening if I have some questions as I'm preparing for our consultation.
Oh, you said before our consultation. Okay, that's
So I may call you Monday to discuss our consultation. Okay? for Tuesday night.
So you called me Monday to schedule a consultation for Tuesday.
No, we're scheduled for Tuesday. But I may call you Monday evening after dinner to ask you a couple questions to prepare, you know, for the consultation on Tuesday. It won't be a consultation, okay, so it'll just be a couple questions. I may even text it to you.
Okay, so what about all the, so you're not able to go over the file you already previously, or is that still going to be considered, or, I mean,
so,
I'm just.
Yeah, I'm going to get all your up-to-date information and update your profile and do a full.
Are you still at the office, or you're working from home now?
No, we have an office. I'm at it right now, working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Back in the day, we had a big call center and the overhead for all the cubicles and advisors I had and all that just became labor-intensive, to say the least. And so we have since restructured our entire system to where we can do everything remotely using technology and save money.
Okay.
If you need to come to the office, you know, we're over off of Lakeland Street. You can come visit us sometime.
I mean, you know, I mean, that's no problem. I mean, I'm pretty sure you know what you're doing. You've been in this longer than I have. I was just wondering, you know, I think I met with your wife before, and we all just sat down and talked about what needed to be corrected and all of that. But, I mean, you know what you're doing better than I do. I just wanted to know, you know.
Yeah, well, she will pull.
It's been a while.
She'll be the one pulling your file, and her and I'll converse on it and prepare the consultation, so. Yeah.
Okay.
You can get on the phone with us.
Do you have any homes now that you're getting looking at or having people to look at, or is that something?
Well, we're always looking at homes, always.
Okay.
Why, are you feeling like you might be that close, or?
I mean, I've been kind of ready, but, you know, I was just trying to follow, you know.
Well, being ready and being capable are two different things. You know what I'm saying?
I know that.
So we'll determine that, you know, at the consultation on Tuesday, we'll be able to confirm your wherewithal for sure.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I wanted to give you a call because I think they disputed whatever as far as what they could get off, and I know you said at least 30 days, so.
Is that Lexington?
Yes.
So how many months have you been with them?
This my August, since, I believe the end of June, or the 1st of July. The only thing they told me I had was one item on there. Everything else was okay, and I had inquiries.
Okay.
So if it was just one item, I mean, I'm not going to waste any more money trying to get that one item disputed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well. Well, if that's the case, then you might be ready. You might actually be ready.
Okay. All right. Well, you let me know because I know they don't have a credit score for me as of yet. I think between now and a couple of weeks, they're still trying to get a couple of challenges. Well, she said some things. They're still trying to challenge off of there. So,
when did she tell you that?
That was just Monday.
So on Monday, she told you that you still got challenges, that they're still in process?
They still have challenges, and if I was interested in paying them another $99.95, that I could, but right now they don't have the whatever they're trying to challenge off of them, which is probably just that same one item that they've been working on.
Do you know what that was?
That was a credit card that I had.
Was it a collection?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that has to come off.
I don't believe that is going to come off.
It will eventually. They've gotten foreclosures, judgments, all collections. It always will come off. It's just a matter of whether they take some 2 months or 4 months to...
Yeah, I think that's what she said. The letters that they, dispute letters that they sent out.
I mean, if they're still telling you...
In June or July...
If they're still telling you it's still on there and you can log in, that's what we're probably going to do is log into your account and see what's on there before we pull your credit because if you got a collection on there, I cannot submit you to a lender with a collection on your credit.
Okay. So if that hasn't came off as of within 30 days. Well, I don't think, like she told me Monday when I spoke with them, she said that they're still challenging that one item. So
okay.
Do you think I need to just wait till another 30 more days? Or what?
I think you should give me access to your account. Let me log into your Lexington and let me see everything. And then I can make give you a better. So if you'll text me your credentials so I can log into your account, and then let me look at it, and then I can follow back up with you, and we can I can give you a better decision Tuesday night.
Okay, I don't have that information in front of me right now, so I'll.
Well, between now and Monday, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me go back to work, and I'll look to hear back from you on Monday then.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. I'm going to be waiting on you for the credentials.
Yes, okay.
Not you waiting on me. I'm waiting on you for the credentials. Let's have the credentials.
Okay.
I'll review them, and then I'll get back to you.
Okay?
All right. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.